Welcome to the Divine Voice of Love podcast. In everything, there is light. Here's your host, Sid, bringing the message of the divine.
Divine Spirit will be with us in every episode. They will bring enlightenment, universal knowledge, and divine truth to all. As you listen, divine energy of loving vibration will resonate deep inside of you, out of the darkness of fear and into the light of God's love. As you listen, your higher self will accompany you in allowing divine truth to be imprinted into your life. As you listen, they, meaning divine spirit, assist in the removing of all negative energies, thoughts, beliefs, emotions, and desires. As you listen, divine truth will be told, for you will be activated towards your highest and greatest purpose, towards a new and joyful way of life. As you listen, you will be guided to new truths for your soul's journey and a new and deeper understanding on your spiritual path. As you listen, any fear of falseness is transformed into love for truth to reside. As you listen, the illusion of separateness will be removed. Since they are always here, you are never alone. Coming to you today with another message of love. They want to talk about mastery. Mastery of the self. Mastering yourself through self-reflection. Mastering the self is a very difficult thing to achieve because we're endless. We're always growing. We're always a possibility. We're always ever changing, right? So if we're always changing, how do we master what we're not yet? How do we master yet? Well, we don't master what we're not yet, but we do master where we've been. And that's where self-reflection comes in. Self-reflection is a trait of individuals that take their life seriously, that take their journey, their spiritual journey seriously, that take their accountability seriously in this lifetime, that they're responsible for themselves in every action that they do. Now, that doesn't mean being critical of oneself. It just says that we go back and we look at a situation, a circumstance, a feeling, a thought, and we take accountability, responsibility for changing that thought. We can't always change a feeling as easy because our thoughts represent our feelings sometimes. Our thoughts of negativity will make us feel something inadequate or in judgment of others or judgment of ourselves. So we first must master our thought, our words, the words we speak to ourselves, the words we speak of others in our own head. When we have clean thoughts or clear thoughts or thoughts of the divine, and we erase, disintegrate, get rid of any impressionable thoughts or misinterpreted thoughts in our head, and we say, no, I'm not going to think that way again. I'm changing my thought to a different thought, a new thought, a better thought, a giving thought, a willing thought, a beautiful thought. Mastery of the self first starts with thought. Okay? It must start with thought. To give you an understanding, so we can go in and delete that program, that previous program at any time, and we can upload a new program. Not the opposite of the program that we've already put into it, but a new thought. I'll give you an example. I think I'm magnificent. And look at how much better I am than all those other people. And they just can't do their jobs right at all. Oh, gosh, they're just lazy. And they don't do their jobs well. A new thought isn't, oh my God, these people are amazing and they do their jobs well. The new thought needs to turn into, maybe these people are doing the best that they can and it's not my judgment upon them
on how well or how not well they're doing their job. If I focus my attention only on how I am doing my job, whether it's good or not as good, maybe I can improve my relationships with my coworkers. Maybe I can talk to them a little bit more today, or say hi to them in the hall and understand a little bit about what they're going through. See, it's not an opposite. You're not telling somebody they're doing a bad job and they're lazy, and then all of a sudden they're doing a great job. It's about changing it to have understanding. It's about changing it so that there's a harmony. And if you can choose harmonious thoughts with yourself, with your loved ones, with your relationships, with your children, with society, with work, with your boss, with every single thing that you're doing, with God, when you can change that into a harmonious relationship or a harmonious place of being, your fear goes away, your judgment goes away, and you feel better about you, and you feel better about life. So see how you mastered your thought by changing that thought? Mastery of the emotions will react to the thought. So the next time you go into work, you're going to feel better about those people. You're going to say, you know what, Katie over there, she just seems really down and really depressed, so I'm going to say that she looks really good today. Maybe she does, maybe she doesn't. But maybe she just needs a compliment. Maybe you decide that you're going to bring in breakfast for everybody. Hey guys, I made breakfast. You know, I got bagels and cream cheese and stuff like that over here. Everybody's, you know, welcome to have it. So your emotions say, I'm honoring presence. I'm willing to have a harmonious relationship at work. And I'm in offering. My emotions feel good about offering something. Our emotions never feel good when we're in reaction to something. It's out of fear. We're in reaction to our boss. We're in reaction to life. We're in reaction to people driving down the road. Whatever we're in reaction to, it's based on fear. So when you can master your mindset and then your emotions, you say, I'm safe. I'm calm. I don't need to have road rage today. I'm going to let that guy pass me, you know, speeding down the road, and hopefully he doesn't kill anybody or himself on the way down the hill. You're not in reaction. You're creating something harmonious. You're creating energy that says it's peaceful here. I like giving here. It says I'm willing to offer. And life should be an offering. When you master yourself, all you have is offering. Offer to yourself, offer to God, offer to your family, offer to your friends, offer to a complete stranger. Mastery is in mastering the self through self-reflection gives you power to give. It gives you power with God to align a good day. Yeah, we're going to have bad days every once in a while. We will. Some days are going to be absolutely horrible. I'm not saying that they're not. But how are you going to respond to it? Are you going to be in reaction to it in a positive or negative way? Horrible things happen. Don't ever get me wrong. They do. And beautiful things happen just as much and just as often. If you can harness your own energy and master your soul's intention of giving. The soul wants to give. That's all it does. It wants to learn. It wants to grow. It wants to give. So when you can master yourself through self-reflection, you must learn to hear what your soul's desire is. You must feel what your soul's desire is. You must start knowing and understanding what your soul's desire is. Because when you can allow your soul's greatest desire, your soul's greatest desire, not your emotions, not your head. Your soul will guide you to its truth. To its truth. Let's say you had an argument with your sister last week. And you're really mad. Your emotions are all over the place. Your head can't even figure out exactly why your sister did this or why you responded the way you responded. And it's really eating you. It's bothering you. And your head will tell you all kinds of things. Well, you know, I can't even talk to her anymore. You know, I can just remove her from the family. Or I can't believe she was just being that way. That's all head. That's all talk. That's all not truth. And the emotions are so hurt, so it feeds back and forth with itself, okay? But when you take a little bit of time, and you take a moment, and you reflect on your soul's desire, not your emotions, not how much you hurt, not your head over, you can't wrap your head around what happened that day. You're not blaming her, blaming you, blaming mom and dad, whoever. Your soul says, I love my sister. I came into this lifetime with her. I want a good relationship with her. I don't want to argue with her. Or maybe I do like arguing with her, but she's still my sister, so I want to argue and fix things. So listening to your soul, feeling your soul, knowing your soul's true intention, then you can make a decision on how you're going to approach your sister. I just wanted to call you and tell you I love you. I'm sorry for our argument. My emotions are really hurt about this. But I want to clean this up. I want to have a calm conversation because I truly want you in my life. And you can't think about how she's going to react. The soul doesn't care how reactions are going to happen with other people. It just guides you to your truth. What you must do. How you must handle your life, how you must give in offering. It's a very beautiful place to be guided by your soul. Now, I started it a little bit backwards so you guys can understand. The head starts talking, whatever it needs to talk. The emotions get all hurt and upset or whatever they get, or joyful or whatever. Oh my God, he's so beautiful and I love him so much. Blah, 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 whatever, it's just emotion. But the soul dictates. And I went a little backwards with this so you have an understanding. Once you can master your soul's understanding, your soul's true desire of every circumstance, every situation, you'll start living by your soul's desire. Your emotions will calm and center, and your mind will quiet. I'm going to say that again. The knowing of the soul, the feeling of the soul, the understanding of the soul's greatest desire will help you achieve your desire in life. Then it goes up into the body, into the emotions. And the emotions feel safe. The emotions feel calm. The emotions feel beauty. The emotions feel joy. The emotions feel happy. Because the soul's desire is pure love. That's it. The mind catches up later. The soul will guide you. The heart and your, all of your emotions and your throat and stuff will help you calm that because it will feel calm. A little bit excited. Like, oh my God, can't wait to have a wonderful relationship with my sister. I love her. I want her to understand. But we'll work through our differences, it'll be okay, is what the head will start saying. The mind is last. But if you can first try to control the mind, the thoughts, and replacing the ones that are not that are harming you and others, and then fix the emotions, and then start understanding the soul, I guarantee you, if you can learn that, and you can start listening, knowing, and being present in your soul, in your solar plexus, there isn't any obstacle that you can't overcome. There isn't any trouble. There isn't any argument. The obstacles that you've created in your life will be removed, completely removed. And if you feel an obstacle coming up, then you drop into your soul, and then you ask your soul clearly, why is this obstacle here, and do I need to use it for my behalf? Is it teaching me something, or do I just let it go and walk away from it? Do I own it? Do I transform it? What is my soul's desire with this obstacle? Why did I create it here? Your obstacles will be removed because they don't serve you. And if an obstacle does serve you, then it will stay until it serves you plenty. And then it will be gone. Once you achieve what that obstacle was about, the learning that it was about. It's the greatest feeling to master the knowledge of the soul. And it's ever changing. Every moment, every day. It still grows. It still perpetuates. It still moves forward. It still wants more. It wants more of you. It wants more of love. It wants more of grace. It wants more of peace. It wants more of harmony. It wants more togetherness. It wants more oneness. It wants more spirituality. It wants more God. It wants more unity. Take all those words, write them down. I said them quickly, but write them down. Listen to this podcast over and over and over again to hear those words. And that's your soul's greatest desire. So if it wants unity, let's just say that word, how come you're not making love to your husband tonight because he didn't bring home dinner? Think about that reflection. That you felt overwhelmed in your day. And the kids were yelling and my husband didn't come home with the things I needed him to come home with and blah, 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 blah. Do you love your husband? Do you want to be closer with him? Then go find a common time and space and love each other. Be an offering of loving him. I'm not saying service. I'm not saying servitude. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying being true to your soul. I love him. I don't want conflict with this man. I want to be closer to him. I want to feel his love, and I want him to feel mine. My devotion, my dedication, my eternal love for this person. He's my husband. See how it changes? And how deep it feels inside of your body? Inside your soul. And if you can live from that part, you won't have arguments again. Because arguments aren't worth it. Who really cares about dinner? Honestly, maybe everybody just makes a sandwich tonight or a bowl of cereal because you're being fed. Pay attention to what your soul really wants and live from that. You have to master all three. You can't just master your head And you can't master your emotions and you can't master your soul without all three of them being mastered. You can change your head, you can change your emotions. I promise you, you cannot change your soul. You cannot. So you better learn to live with it. Embrace it, love it, be it, own it, be it. Live your life from your soul's greatest desire, and only that. Only that. Learn yourself. Sit quiet with yourself. Reflect with yourself. I've given you the ways to do it. You have to go do it now. Guarantee you. This is how life works. This is what accountability is. This is what self-healing is. This is what forgiving yourself is. This is what all the personal empowerment that we're working on comes down to this. Master yourself through self-reflection. Live what your soul is guiding you to be and do only that. Much love and many blessings to you all.
May the divine cord of love and light penetrate my entire being, bringing the knowledge of my higher true self. May my life, my actions, my doings be that of only love. My mind is illuminated and filled with clear, direct words towards my greatest purpose. My throat releases all fear now to my perfect and full self-expression. My heart is filled so fully with that of only divine love. As I fill my heart with endless love, I release endless love out to myself, to others, and to God. As my solar plexus are filled with happiness, passion of my soul's greatest desire dances and penetrates throughout my entire being. One of purpose, one of passion, one of endless love, one of truth. As I receive the truth imprinted in my soul, my entire being is ignited with joy, in returning a promise of recognition and the divine guidance. As I bring forward divine guidance, my being rejoices throughout the universe. God's will, God's way, God's bestowed blessings. I am liberated of all fear and anchored in purpose, in passion, in clarity, in direction, and loving truth. All of my days are now blessed with the divine of my highest self and the divine supreme God, living and bringing forth with the life force from within, one truth, one joy, one presence. As I walk in this continued presence, being his instrument of peace, love, and joy, I liberate other souls in their greatest purpose, passion, and joy as well. My abdomen is purified and cleansed of all guilt, for only joy, deep, deep joy, to reside. It is my pleasure to give my joy freely to others, and to myself, and to God. My lower back and tailbone thrives with boundless energy, creating money effortless and easy everywhere I go. I freely ground my life's purpose, igniting it into the earthly plane. May the divine light force within beckon my soul towards its greatest and most profound purpose. May I be love. May I be joy. May I be wisdom. May I be purity in all of my doings, in all of my ways, all of my days.
You have been listening to the Divine Voice of Love podcast. May our message ignite your soul's oneness deep within. Bring our message to your friends by liking and subscribing to this video.